April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 presents readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Today we'll hear poetry by Marquette area author Janine Rastall.
This first poem that I'll be reading is going to be in the next issue of the Great Lakes Review. It's called How to Build a Sauna, and it opens with a quote by Wallace Stevens. How shall we hew the sun, split it, and make blocks? With titanium pickaxes and awls, we chip the sun, hack a chunk off every dawn. Frost licks the lawn with a coated tongue. Trees shudder and surrender their leaves. We shutter the blinds and stack our blocks by the furnace. Steam climbs the basement stairs. We slam the door before the neighbors guess who brings this early winter on. This next poem will also appear in the Great Lakes Review, Route 41. We leave eastern Wisconsin, flee shops hawking moccasins and cheese. The sun sheds and bathes in Lake Michigan. All through Gladstone, the highway keeps an eye on the lake. Where 41 turns away from the water, our tires crunch their first clumps of snow. We abandon streetlights, sidewalks, road signs. Lots thicken with knots of cedar and spruce. Our headlights discover glints in the drifts, the banks, and the eyes of deer. Here, in the place where snow decides to settle, we are home. This poem will be in the new issue of Straightforward Poetry. It's called Seesaw. You are a thumb poked in the eye of the sky, your knees locked around the sides of the seat. When you apex, you never look around. All you can think about is the coming down, the whoosh, seconds before your sneakers smack the dirt. This poem appeared in the fall-winter issue of Midwestern Gothic, Orientation. We shoveled our way in and discovered the porch. Snow drifts buried the survey markers. All winter, we reviewed the plat map, the legends of the deed. The plot had been pried from the forest. Uncut pines, our boundary lines. One false spring day, a deer grazed at the back door. After maize melt, the deer reappeared, in fir clumps on the lawn, a leg bone peeking from a snarl of bushes, a skull discarded on the ground. Older bones were scattered on the ridge, their ends split and marrow missing. When winter left, we learned our location. We live where the wolf tracks.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm Stan Wright. Thanks for listening.